We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Chafei, regarding the halachas of when a non-Jew does a halacha for a Jew. It's Sif Yudal, the bottom of Kuf Samach Amar Alf. Says the Machaber, Asa in Yehudi B'Shabbos. If a non-Jew makes on Shabbos, Oroin, a coffin, a kever, a grave, La'atzmai for himself, Mutli Yisrael Kavabai, it's permitted for a Jew to be buried over there. Bimasa B'Shabbos Yisrael, but if he made it for the Yisrael, but the Jew, Le'Kavabai Lamas, he should never be buried there ever. Now, but after Shakivah Befahesir, this is specifically if the grave is out in the open barn like above and the coffin is on top. Shakol Yidin, everyone knows Shanas Laplan Yisrael was made for that specific Jew. As it contained him at Bez, Abalimu Bitsinna, but if it's discreet, Mutali Kavah by La'arav, it's permitted for him to be buried there in the evening, Bechdei Shiasu, the amount of time it takes to do the Malacha that was done on Shabbos. And even when it's out in the open, it's only forbidden for that Jew that was done for him. But for another Jew, Mut is going to be permitted. For as long as they wait the amount of time that it took to do the Malacha. If a non-Jew makes an Aron or a Kever for himself, it's permitted for the Jew to be buried there. But if he did it for Yisrael, he's not going to be buried there Oilamis forever. Now, although generally all malachas are done for a Jew in Osrak, but they show us only forbidden the amount of time it takes to the malachas to be done, and then you just have to wait that amount of time. But Hachadu Milsta Basi, here is something that's very public. Like Amalek, we'll say later on, so therefore the sages were even more stringent. What then same thing is, anything that's very publicized, that was done for a Jew, Osla Ilamas is forbidden for him forever. That's the name of the Rambam. The Shartin Ayin Dal says, however, when you're caught, that's when you set a price, in all situations it's mut to make a halacha, but it is appropriate to be stringent. That is the Magen Avraham, which the Dershus number 64 says. What it means to say is that, but the Eved, the non-Jew did malacha, it's permitted to have benefit from, but to do the malacha, like a tchila through a non-Jew, it's forbidden, like the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simrish Memdal, that if the malacha is well known that it's for Yisrael, it's forbidden to do it b'fahesi, even b'kablonis, and even not in the base of Yisrael. And Dershus 65 says, regarding a house that was built b'kablonis to a non-Jew on Shabbos b'fahesi, for a Jew, Mishra writes over there on Sivkot Nachof, that but the Eved, one can rely on the Pin Rabbeinu Tam and live over there, even the one that was built for. Says Mishmur further, from the words of Taz and Imran, it sounds like the Dafka Hacha, Hechmir Chacham Lesay Lama. Specifically over here, the sage was stringent to say it's forbidden forever. Because it's disgrace for a Jew, she covered, becoming a foursome, Shizchal B'Shabbos B'Shvila, that he's going to be buried in a grave that's well known that it was a Chil Shabbos for him to be buried over there. That was done malach on Shabbos. I'm b'sham malachas, but regarding other malachas, b'chol gavni in the aserech, but they no, in all situations, not forbidden, only b'chol shiasa, v'ayin tzayv simen tov v'yishamach dalid, which Dershus 63 brings, that there he writes, that the Ramah writes that if the Jew commands to the non-Jew cut for him our robbers on Shabbos, and he does it out in the open, you have to be stringent not to use them if you have other ones. Says Mishra further, it says like the words around they found also in other many Rishayim, and therefore in La'achma Be'satzarech, one does not have to be stringent in a situation that's necessary. Zivkot Nayin Dal. Now, we said even when it's b'fahesi, it's only forbidden for that Jew that was done for him, but for a different Jew, it's permitted. As long as he waits b'chlish yasa. Now, even though for someone else l'shach l'mikz, it's not appropriate to be goyiz l'shem yimel and yud b'shabbos, then maybe he's going to tell a non-Jew on Shabbos last week could do k'deishi mochel mat Shabbos that should be prepared mat Shabbos because he didn't do it for him. But we didn't differentiate regarding something that a full fetch malacha was done for Yisrael. Even though he tells a non-Jew to do it for him, after even though he violated Israel regarding this, even so,
these are instruments that are hollow, like flutes. Shekol Ma'ir Abechi, that their sound awakens crying. Continues Mechav Lisbeham Yisrael to eulogize for a Jew. Lisbeham, one should not use it for a hesped, lo hubal achem, not him, not others. Asher yamtel lebech leshiboy memakam karv until they wait for the evening time, so that they come from the amount of time it takes to come from a closed place. Now, the Yod Bavadish Makam point of Shabbos. Now, if he knows definitively it came from a certain place on Shabbos, Yom Tov Ev, then he should wait in the evening. Kedishibay Moisa Makam, amount of time it takes to come from that place. Darkach Matar, and then they're permitted being Lebel Achim, whether for him or whether for others. Now, the Hanli, when we say the extreme Derek Rosh Hashanah, when it's brought through a Rosh Hashanah, But it was only brought through a rabbinically prohibited area. Since there was no biblical prohibition done with them, then you don't have to wait so that not that, that they should be brought. Rather, they're permitted right away, immediately. Says that a non-Jew that brought on Shabbos these flutes to use for the hesped, it should not be used, not for him, not for others. Now, my was Thomas Shabin B'chutz L'chum that was brought from out of the Tchum. That should not say it's a Torah. So biblical prohibition was done with them. Because them lawyer there, Rosh Hashanah, because they didn't go through Rosh Hashanah, they would be permitted for others immediately right after Shabbos. Sivkain involved. But, it was saying so, but in this case, you have to wait till evening, but how much of time it would take to come, Sivkain involved, and Makim Kar from a close place, right out of the Tchum. Now, the Mavi and Dech, so not to be Dalem. If it's brought through a huge highway, which that is out in the open, again, then forbidden forever. Because the coffin and the grave, because the double befehesim. Sivka nine zayin. Now, v'miyad b'vad b'chul. Now, it was known definitively that it came from a certain place that was brought on Shabbos. That's ben lahachna. Whether it be stringent, ukegutra abiyas metchum, it was much more than metchum. Or ben lakol, that also has a leniency. Ukegutra b'toichet metchum. Let's say you know it came from within metchum. Now, since it was brought through a street, therefore you have to wait until the amount of time it takes to bring from that place. They shouldn't have been from Malach Shabbos. But if you know where it came from, so then you wait in the evening until how much it should take to come from that place. What some would have been to say is, even something that's available close by, since now it came from far away, so you have to wait for the amount that time it took to bring from the place that it did come from. So he says, okay, and then it's permitted for him and for others. Now, Sivka 9 says, now when we say this, when you brought it through Rosh Hashanah, so he says it's going on within the Tchum. It's permitted when it was brought through a rabbinically prohibited area, right away by the evening. Which Sharatin Isa and Tez says, that's not like the Taz. But if the Biyah Grat sounds like that he holds like the Taz, that for him it's forbidden even by Kramlis, the amount of time that it takes to bring. Since the Mishra further says, even through a rabbinically prohibited area, you would be forbidden the amount of time it takes to bring it. And for others, it would be permitted right away. After Shabbos, commercial social become on the Sibitov Kofta as well. Said, hey, after all, Carmel is Yishkam Kinis Rabban, even though by Carmel is also a rabbinic revolution, like just like for Tchumen, but still they were lenient regarding it. Shemesh in Mishan, he's not really benefiting so much. But first, in Yudim Dekatchum, when the non Jews bring it from within the Tchum itself. Sif Tezayin, so if you can move it, because let's see, not sure if it brought from out of the Tchum, or I mean, Tchum or within the Tchum. Cheshin, they were concerned, Shem Mechatz Tchum, that maybe it was brought from out of the Tchum. Says the Mishmur, Sif cut, paste, up, gamavu, v'chulit, let's see, not sure. Begam cut, sheikh, yihani, tanoim. Now here also, it's applicable of these conditions. Shnizku, Sif Tez, or mentioned Sif Tez, says the Taz, which we mentioned that, you know, if he lives here in town or not, these different variables that we mentioned. Sif cut, pay, aleph. Cheshin, shem, v'chulit, so we are concerned, it was brought from out of the tchum. I can't never talk like Gamkin Lam to Be'er, so if you have to wait also in the evening, Kedishavim Chazalchum, the amount of time it would take to bring it from out of the Tchum. And the Sharatin Ois Pei says that even though from Safik, from out of the Tchum in general, not by a dead person, we wrote already previously in Siftes that the Charm agree that from out of the Shabbos has been made right away, hereby Mesis Mocham, look over there in Siftes in this Chedushim of Reb Kibbege, that he writes an appropriate reason for this. Bir Alacha, Liber Maschel, that's not sure if it's brought from out of the Tchum. Now, even though it's Zion, he writes regarding Safik that some say that in the evening is permitted right away, and it's known that that's the opinion of those who are leaned by Safik. Here in this Sif, he says, Lachmer, and also in Sif Tesim Tov Kof Tezvab, he's also says, it was Lachmer, this Biagra, previous in Sif Zion, which we brought from the Sharatin a reason for this. Some of the Dirshus. Dish number 62. Regarding a siddur for davening or a sefer to learn from that was printed on Shabbos through non-Jews for a Jew, Truvis Gemesha writes that since Chil Shabbos Bifahesi was done with them. Chil Shem Shemayim. They're disgusting for Bar Mitzvah and the Petvila, and they're not allowed to daven and learn from them. And whoever learns from them is not Zechat Zeyat Shemayim what he's learning. And he adds on that you could be inclined that if someone knows that these Sidurim were printed by Isser, and even though he davens on them, it's not Yitzhak's Chiyabim but the Ebed, but Maisa, he writes that someone who violates and davens on them should not daven over again, and it's like what's called Mubas Lechaliskan. He can't even remedy anything. Dusha number 65. A package was brought from Chutz La'aretz through the postmaster on Shabbos, and the one who sent it was not particular that it should be sent specifically on Shabbos. But someone instructed that it's permitted to have benefits from it already on Shabbos, even though it was brought full-fledged Rosh Hashanah, because since the postmaster, the mailman, doesn't make specially for the Yisrael, he's just doing his job, he's giving to all people their mail, therefore, it's not considered as if the Nachid did the Malacha for the Yisrael.